Anti-Trump Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project gets roasted on Stephen Colbert. By David N. G. on July 14, 2020. The Lincoln Project co-founder Rick Wilson received a brutal roasting on CBS The Late Show with Stephen Colbert when the animated hosts of the show's Tuning Out the News segment lampooned the never-Trump political consultant for his group's coziness with the George W. Bush administration. Rick Wilson appeared Monday on The Late Show to ostensibly tout his organization's anti-Trump attack ads to what he expected to be a friendly audience. But the segment turned into a comic takedown that yielded hysterically awkward moments and one instant of uncomfortable dead silence. Since launching in December, The Lincoln Project has become the darling of the liberal media and Hollywood elite, who have helped make the group's ads go viral on social media. The organization has received glowing coverage on MSNBC and social media boosts from a slew of anti-Trump celebrities including Bette Midler and Rob Reiner. But some left-wingers are waking up to the organization's ties to the Bush-Cheney administration, as well as Rick Wilson's past comments denigrating gays and Muslims. The group fired a video editor this week after old tweets resurfaced in which the editor used the words "see" and "twat" to describe political adversaries. Watch below. On The Late Show, Wilson received a skewering from the show's faux cable news hosts who took the Republican operative to task for his sexist language. When Wilson described President Trump as a whining bitch, one of the female hosts replied, "Yes, he is a bitch. That is the biggest insult, comparing someone to a woman. I hate us." On the subject of Wilson's ties to the Bush administration, another host joked, "We really miss Bush, he always did what was right for the country, that country being Saudi Arabia." Yet another host lampooned the never-Trumper platform. "I miss the Republican Party before it embraced Trump, back when it only laid the groundwork for him." The show also roasted an increasingly uncomfortable Wilson on a past tweet in which he insulted some left-wingers as being Barack Obama's bitch and pathetic little whores. "Rick, when was the exact moment you realized those pathetic little whores could be tapped for money?" one of the hosts asked. The Late Show also roasted Wilson over the Lincoln Project and its expenditures that allegedly include lodging at upscale establishments like the W Hotel and the Standard. The segment concluded with a fake Lincoln Project ad that said, "Stop this corrupt grifter, Trump, ruining America. Donate to these savvy grifters, Lincoln Project, who ruined it before, and hope you don't look into them." Wilson sat in hostile silence for the rest of the segment after the fake ad ran. Breitbart News has reported on Rick Wilson's financial problems leading up to the 2016 election and his transformation into a never-Trumper. Follow David NG on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.